This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Let's talk further about the economy as the trading day begins. Each Monday, we turn to Julia Coronado, senior U.S. economist at BNP Paribas, who joins us live from New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
Julia, I was looking through the data from the manufacturers there. Some growth, some, is implied here, I think.
That's right. The index is just above 50, which means that there is a growth in manufacturing output, but it is slower than it was earlier in the year.
Domestic demand, looking through that data, still okay. I suppose that is something to latch on to.
Yes. I mean, the U.S. has been doing relatively well. We've seen a slowdown in a lot of areas of the world, and the U.S. has also slowed down, not quite as much. But I think U.S. manufacturers are starting to feel the pinch of the global slowdown. We really have benefited a lot in the last couple of years from the boom in Asia, the boom in Latin America, and a much healthier European economy. Now all of those things are more subdued, and that's affecting the U.S.
More subdued is right. This market outfit also surveyed the people who do the ordering at factories in Europe. And across the Eurozone, things are looking down, even in places like Germany.
That's right. The effects of all of the fiscal austerity and belt tightening are really being felt, even in Germany. So Germany had, like the U.S., been holding on much better than the rest. But now they are also being dragged down by the lack of demand in places like Italy and Spain. And those indexes have fallen deeply into negative territory. So they're really hurting in those southern European countries.
If you saw this news story also this morning, Reuters reporting that the private equity firm Carlyle Group is agreeing to keep Sunoco's big East Coast oil refinery from closing down as expected. I guess that could keep oil prices in the East from spiking again.
And that's been the good news for consumers lately. While there's been a lot of bad news, one of the rays of sunshine has been falling gasoline prices, which is a welcome development as we enter the summer travel season. So that's going to help keeping that refinery open, helps keep retail gas prices low, and helps keep consumers feeling a little bit better about things.
Julia Coronado, BNP Paribas, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.